Really? So, Vince, Mike Sork laughed at me when I said you're one of the top 25, 30, False. 35 athletes in Boston history, and he laughed at me. And I know it's, as I said to Mike off the air, it's hard to compare you with like a 1940s baseball player because it's a hard mix. So it's a fun discussion, but you're in the mix.
Hey, you know, I don't look at, you know, where I'm ranked, but I could tell you one thing. If I am, that's an honor, but at the same time, you had some pretty good ball players that come through this town in Boston. So, I mean, that if it is, it is. But if
there you
not,
go.
I mean, it's a lot of people out there that's well worthy of that knowledge.
You saw your defense saw a lot of changes this week with cuts going down a couple of days ago, especially along the defensive line, D-tackle and defensive end. What do you think of the way things have happened?
I mean, at this point of the year, you're going to have a lot of movement. I mean, you'll probably see a lot of movement within the first couple weeks of the season. So it's not surprising for me to see this type of movement. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it can get done sooner rather than later. But, you know, everybody go through this time. You know, it's always tough at this point in the year, especially with guys that work their tails off through training camp and OTAs and off-season workouts. And, you know, some guys have to get released. Some guys have to, you know, on practice squads, some guys get cut. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. That's the tough part. But, you know, you're going to have ball clubs these first couple weeks going in and out of, you know, different players trying to get their roster where they want it. And you basically have to just play it out now, you know, and that's where the whole league is at, not just us. The whole league is just trying to get that roster the way they need to be successful.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Bill. Going into training camp, you must have had an idea as a player how the roster would shape up. Now the roster is set. Are you surprised by anything you've seen?
You know what? For 10 years now, I'm never surprised. I know it's going to be some cuts. I know it's going to be some things that get done where you kind of feel one way or the other because you get acquainted with everyone. You know, training camp and OTAs, that's a time where you build your team. You know, you start building your team, and just to see people leave and get cut, you know, it's always sad to see. But, you know, that's the business. So we understand that, but at the same time, you know, that's the business of it. You know, that, and for 10 years, you know, I try not to get caught up with the feelings in that because, you know, it happens. We understand it happens. So, you know, at this point, I'm just happy with the teammates I have. Whoever we have, you know, we have them here for a reason. And that's to help us win, help us prepare. And that's where we're at right now.
How does the tone change around the team this week?
I mean, you know, everything counts now. You know, it's no more, you know, let's work on this because it was a preseason game where we can come back and look at film and say, you know what, we got to get this done for the regular season. If we don't, you know, get it done, it'll cost us. Well, you know, now the bullets are for real. You know, things that cost you now, you know, it goes on your record and, you know, other teams start to see some weaknesses of you. So right now our job is to, you know, go out and prepare well. You know, we're not knowing what to see from, you know, the Buffalo. We have an idea, but we don't know because, you know, people work on a bunch of things throughout camp. But you just don't know what you'll get because it's so early in the season. So you basically kind of have to prepare. And I think one of the biggest, you know, biggest things going for us this week is going to be sideline adjustments. You know, we want to get some looks that we couldn't cover because we have no idea. So going into a game, we kind of got a broad idea of what we want to do. But if they come out and do something differently, we have to go to the sideline and make those adjustments on the run. And the, vice versa, they'll do the same exact thing. So, I mean, that's the start of the season, you know. That's the start of the season. Everybody have to do that. But the team that handled it well on the sideline and played well, that's going to be the team that's going to be able to win the ball game, man. Over the years, we've been able to handle it pretty well, and sometimes we've been able not to handle it so well. So our job is to handle whatever comes to us, handle it, and then hopefully we can get it fixed during the course of the game.
Well, they may be up against an even bigger challenge. They don't know entirely who's on your team. I don't know whether you heard Stevie Johnson's comments this week where he said that your defense couldn't stop him, the secondary couldn't handle him, and one of the guys he said couldn't handle you was Chung. Now, we assume he meant Patrick Chung, but he didn't play for you guys anymore. What do you think of that?
I mean, that's the first I heard it. But you know what? I've been playing for a long time, and it's no game won in the media. You know, I mean, we all got to go out between the lines and handle up. And that's how I take it. I take my game like that every week, no matter who I play. You know, it's always won between the lines, and it's not going to change this week for us.
We think you might have been talking about Eugene Chung, who played for the Patriots like 25 years ago.
Who knows? But like I said, I really don't. You know, I really don't.
Vince ain't going there.
I really don't pay that no mind. You know, we have to prepare well to win.
I will tell you, Vince, even Bill in his own way acknowledged he was aware of those comments. We had him on like 15 minutes ago, and he did in a very small way acknowledge he was aware of those comments. So it's bouncing around down there.
Well, I'm pretty sure we'll hear about it tomorrow then.
Hey, do you have any traditions or anything this time of year? I mean, is there something you try to do before every regular season starts? Is there an old NFL films tape you watch, or is there some tradition that you have to get ready for the season?
You know, I think the biggest tradition for me at the start of the season is conditioning. You know, I try to basically go out and get whatever I think I need conditioning-wise. If that's, you know, I do a lot of swimming. I run a lot in the mornings before I go to work. I run in practice. I won't run between practices because I think the first game of the season, everybody is so amped up. You don't know what you're going to get. And I think the main part of football is being in good condition to withstand anything. And so that's probably my only thing that I always go into the season saying, you know, I have to make sure that I'm ready to go physically. It's not mentally, it's not game plan wise, but it's my body being able to go 60 minutes or if probably more if it comes down to it. So that's one of the things I always try to, you know, focus on first couple weeks in the season just to make sure that my conditioning level needs to be where it needs to be.
A guy your size playing the positions that you play, do you run sprints or do you run distance?
I do both. I swim. I run distance. I run sprints. You name it, I do it. You know, and for 10 years, it's been paying out for me. I won't stop doing it. I mean, my body always. I try to put myself through hell through the course of the week to feel good on Sunday. Now I tell you what, if I put myself through hell through the course of the week and Sunday, I still feel like crap. That's a problem.
Do you run through the neighborhood?
Yeah, of course.
He told us this last week. Vince was telling us all about it, just running, cruising around his neighborhood. Hey, Vince. Hi, neighbor.
Neighbors see me all the time. Neighbors see me getting ready for training camp.
I love that.
They see all of it. They see the transformation of Will Fork throughout the course of the season. You know, trust me. They really do. Sometimes they stop and talk to me, I mean, but most of the time they bump their horn and keep it going. So I have good neighbors.
You know, I remember a few years back, a guy told me he drove down the street. I forget what town it was. And you saw Roosevelt Colvin raking his leaves. So when I saw Colvin, I said, some guy said, you were raking your leaves. He said, you're damn right I was. I'm not paying $100 for some kid to rake my leaves. So
if you don't know Rosie, that is Rosie. Rosie will not spend money on nothing. That's just who he is. And I would tell him to his face. He know that.
No, he told me that. He said, do you pay a kid to rake your leaves? And I said, yes. He says, how many times a year? And do you pay a kid to shovel your snow? I said, yes. And he's got a calculator, and he's adding it up for me. And he says, this guy's for real.
Trust me. Rosie, that's first-class Rosie.
No, wait, hold on. Is he the kind of guy – does that mean he's the kind of guy where when you all go out to eat together, he's like, hey, I didn't have a soda, and I didn't eat any of the appetizers. He's not that guy, is he?
He's going to look at every dollar on there. Absolutely.
That's tough.
But that's just who he is. I never had a problem with Rosie, but everyone knew that Rosie was like that. Everybody knew that. And everybody accepted Rosie who he was. But he's a great person. He was a great, you know, he played well for us, you know what. And those are some of the memories, you know, being 10 years in now, I kind of look back and say, I remember that guy.
I don't know, man. The guy who says I didn't eat any of the appetizer, that's a problem for me. That's the one that'll drive me nuts. We got Vince Wilfork with us. He's brought to you by the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. He's with us every single Monday, usually Tuesday today, but we're just moving it out a day because of Labor Day yesterday. How does this year feel different from some of the other years that you've been here starting off a season in Foxborough?
I really don't try to compare seasons to one another because, you know, one thing we do a real good job of attacking the season to prepare to win. And as long as I've been here for 10, this is 10 years now, we've been doing the same as that thing. We might have a few changes, but everything we do is try to prepare us to win ball games. And if you do that, I mean, you'll be in good shape. And you know what? We've been doing it for so long. We've been doing it way before I got here. So I don't compare seasons because every year you have a different ball club. If it's just one person or 10 people, you have new faces. Sometimes you have new coaches. You have new people to the organization, so it's hard to compare year in and year out, you know, teams. And that's one thing I stay away from.
Vince, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Monday. By that point, we'll have some meaningful football to discuss. We're looking forward to it. See you then.
Sounds good, guys. Take care now.
All right, there you go. There's Vince Wilfork. Joins us usually on Mondays.